You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The 2025 budget included almost $40 million over 4 years on science kits for year 0 to 8 students, which the Education Minister yesterday announced will support teachers to confidently deliver practical science learning aligned with the new science curriculum. Dr. Carrie Swanson, a senior lecturer in teacher education at AUT, called the announcement of investment in primary science education welcoming, and that while the curriculum is not announced yet, it appears that the curriculum is heading towards educating future scientists. To talk about the current state of science education at primary schools in New Zealand and the incoming investments, I spoke to Dr. Carrie Swanson.
What's your take on this?
It's pleasing to have money spent on science. It comes across as a quick fix solution. There could be more spent on supporting teachers to understand science and ongoing professional development. The issue with science kits and other resources like this is that they will go out of date. Now, if they're modelling on the House of Science type kits and coming in and out, they are fully stocked. They will have experiments in them. The issue is that they won't necessarily meet the given needs of the school at the time. A lot of teaching comes out of teachable moments. So there might be a school-wide focus and the kit that they receive at a given time may not fit that. So it's a lot of the factors that the curriculum has not come out yet, so we're guessing where things are going. It is one possible way forward. We hope that there is more than just a kit of resources coming in and, okay, we're going to do 5 experiments this week and that's our science learning. Because in science learning, you need to learn about how to question and how to think deeper into issues. And they're also better placed within the local environment. So you're thinking, how does this affect me in my space? Because if the science is not connected and relevant to the students, even with the wow factor, some will turn off.
And you alluded to the importance of the role of the teacher. Some experts have said that the kits could prove ineffective without proper teacher training. Can you just explain the role that teacher confidence and capability plays in science education at primary schools?
What we're well aware of with data from previous studies is that quite a few teachers come into teaching science with not a great deal of confidence. And having some professional development to go with this gives them confidence with the actual teaching. So it is understanding the science concepts is one aspect of it. Understanding how to teach science is another aspect. And it's also having the time to actually teach it, because often science at the moment is pushed out by other curricular areas. So the research says you need ongoing professional development. You need a principal board of trustees that think science is actually valuable. So these are some of the things that help it. And you need support from other teachers in the school. That's where some of the Kahuriako groups have been useful, because they've supported and grown the competency of the actual teachers.
Would you say that primary school teachers in New Zealand are currently well equipped to teach science effectively?
I would say that we do our best. I teach in initial teacher education. So within the limited time that we have to fit all the curricular subjects in, we teach our students to be as well equipped as possible. We show them the resources, we take them through some lessons, but there's constraints on the actual teaching, as in we only have a set amount of time. So once they get into the school, depending on the focus in the school, will depend on the support they have to actually work with it. We know that when we put them going forward, that they know where to go to get resources. We've connected them through to the best possible places to actually work with that. But in the classroom, for some students, there is science anxiety, also like maths anxiety. So they will go through and some will be less confident going forward. That's where if it's in a bigger school and there's a buddy system and encouragement, they will do better than others. Not all initial teachers are ready to teach science. But part of the training for teachers is actually, we train them so far in the initial teacher education. It is the job of the schools for the next 2 years before they get their full registration to actually make sure that they have developed so far. The students can choose to be in class or they can choose to be away from class when we're teaching other things. There isn't a compulsory attendance in our teaching. That's probably slightly off topic. Some, not all.
And you talked earlier about the wow factor when it comes to science. What do we need to provide to make science education engaging for students at primary schools?
It needs to be connected to who they are as students. It's not just wow, it's this matters to me and my community. This matters to where I see myself in the future. This is an important issue in my family. So identity comes into it. Students can turn off science as early as 5 years old. So by the time they're 11, many students will not think of themselves as being a scientist, especially if they haven't been involved in science. So the wow will get them in there. Purpose will keep them there. So there also needs to be connection to the world around us, issues that matter, and who they are as people. I know especially with there is a imbalance in Māori and Pacific peoples going into science careers. The reasons for that are multiple, but one way to help that is to have a purpose, to support the people around us. Sometimes what boys are interested in is different to what girls are interested in. So you have to be able to have topics, have different foci that appeal to different students, and also connected to Te Ao Māori, to Pacific, different sort of knowledge groups as well. So it's more than just having a box, having something that jumps out. You need to have teachers that can make a difference, that know their kids, and that can make learning exciting. And that could be like bringing in STEAM. It could be thinking about different pedagogical approaches, teaching approaches that support interest and keep them going. Science has to be more than a one-off. It has to be continuous. It has to be worked well. It can be connected to the arts. Definitely, it was pleasing to see a focus on STEAM, bringing the arts in it, making the connections, and thinking about engineering. But it also has to be connected to developing students that actually value science and think that critical knowledge is important. So I guess it's listening to the students and listening to what they need to learn about us, what they want to learn about as well, about the world around us.
Do you see this $40 million investment as a smaller part of a long-term strategy to improve science education, or do you see it more as a short-term fix?
At the moment, a short-term fix, unless it's embedded in a longer strategy that looks at equipping teachers to teach well, having ongoing professional development and prioritising science, but having it connected. Boxes or textbooks can only be part of the solution. We all want the New Zealand economy to drive well, and that's crucial for us as a nation. What's probably more important is that we want our citizens to value science, to be critical partakers of science, and to have joy in the world that we live in.
And that was Dr. Carrie Swanson on the $40 million investment into science education at primary schools and why she, as well as many other teachers, would like to see more.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.